Okay, so this is Nick from inthenar.com, and we're here with the Leafs Pin Zone. We're in Los Angeles, California, and we're going to do a quick catch-up with them. So, how are you doing, Luis?
I'm doing great, just drinking a Bloody Mary, living the dream. It's Friday night.
Hell yeah, me too. So, I've only met you about like 5 months ago, I'd say, and I think we've gotten to know each other pretty well, but I still really don't know that much about you. I just know that you like to ride BMX, make music, I think. And you're a doctor, which is pretty crazy, considering that that's not a profession of most BMXers or skateboarders or people that like to do cool stuff. So, so how'd you get into BMX?
Well, I mean, just growing up, I was always into, you know, skateboarding and BMX. And, you know, at one point, pretty much everyone in the neighborhood either skate or rode. And I always liked to jump downstairs and loading docks and things like that. And, you know, probably just at one point, everybody grew out of it, and I really didn't. And I think it was around the time I was 15 years old, I went to the skate park in Tampa for the first time, and I was just instantly hooked. I just, for the first like year or two, I rode almost every day. Basically, just rode vert every day with my GT Performer, because at that time, bikers were only allowed on the vert ramp at spots. So that's basically where it all started.
Sweet. So, I was going to ask you about this later on, but I can ask about it now. It's fine. Florida must have been a big part of like you growing up, like especially riding BMX, especially the skate park of Tampa being such a national skate park. Can you tell me a little bit about cruising the skate park of Tampa and how it may have molded you today?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, like I said, when I first started riding. I mean, I pretty much just rode by myself, mostly with skaters, and I mostly rode vert, and that's all they would let us ride at one time. And eventually, like, I started meeting more riders, and we got like a little scene together, and eventually started having bike nights at the skate park at Tampa, and that used to be every Wednesday and Sunday, and it just kind of picked up from there. And just kind of built up the scene, got kids into it, and you know, the bike nights really helped, and just the scene picked up from there, and the street riding's good, and the skate park at Tampa speaks for itself. It's such an amazing park, and you know, it's one of the few parks that changes every year, like a complete facelift every year, and you know, that helps to keep you interested, that helps to keep other people interested, and you know, that's one of the things that help, like, push my riding and all my friends' riding, and kept us excited about, like, basically just riding and having a good time. That's one of the things, like, skate park of Tampa is known for, is having a good time.
That's awesome. Yeah, the place seems really awesome. I've always wanted to go there, especially just to, I mean, I would have gone there as a kid just to go watch the contests and stuff. But so did you always grow up in Florida, in like Tampa area? I'm confused about that.
Yeah, well, I was born in Transylvania, which is a region in Romania, and then I lived in New Jersey for a little bit. Then I lived in New York, and then I moved to Okeechobee, which is in Florida, and then I lived in Tampa for the past 19 years. So, and I've been riding at the skate park at Tampa basically for the past like 12 years, probably since 1996, I think.
That's
basically the same year as a Dr. Octagon album came out, because they pretty much were playing that for the first year and a half that I was riding consistently.
Awesome. Blue Flowers.
Earth People.
Hell yeah. Cool, cool. So another thing about Luis is that he is actually a doctor, I think. Is that your actual title?
Yeah, MD? That's actually it. There's Luis an MD Pinzone. Behind my MD. Name now, Dr. Pinzone. Crazy. That's what I came out to California to do. I'm in my residency right now. I'm in my first year.
Sick. So when did you decide to go to med school? Was it like always planned, or
I mean it was I always wanted to be a doctor. I mean, there were certain times in my life where, you know, I considered other options like veterinary school or, I don't know, pornography, things like that. But, you know, it always came back to, you know, I really wanted to help people, especially in the field of pediatrics, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm a pediatrician right now, and I'm working with kids, and you know, that's pretty much what I wanted to do the whole time. And know, that's where I'm at right now. I decided during my fourth year of college, I did a chemistry major first. That I made a choice between, at that point, the choice was either doing veterinary school or doing medical school. And I ended up doing medical school, and it was tough getting in there, but I think I made the right decision. I'm happy where I'm at right now. Awesome. Brought me to this beautiful, sunny LA.
Awesome, awesome. So are you done with school, or do you have more school to do?
I'm done with actual school, but like now I'm in my residency training. So right now I'm in my pediatrics residency training, and the plan is after this I'm going to do an emergency medicine fellowship, which is, in layman's terms, it's basically like subspecialty training. So the ultimate goal is to be working with kids in the emergency room setting, like different traumas or anything like that. Basically anything emergent, that's what I want to do, but just, you know, dealing with people 21 years and younger.
Cool, that's sweet. Yeah. So, I mean, are you ever going to open your own practice, you think, or you think it's just going to be kind of like working in the hospital in the emergency room?
Well, my dad has a practice back in Florida, so okay. The current plan is, you know, I'll probably go back to Florida at some point when I'm done with all my training and I get tired of California, which is hard to believe. But the plan is, as of right now, to go back there and probably take over his practice. But I'll probably do more like, I don't know, probably more administrative, managerial stuff there. Because the stuff that interests me more is like emergency stuff. Like somebody comes in with a problem and I can fix it. Whereas, you know, it's different from owning your own practice or anything like that. So that's the plan for now.
Sweet. You make me feel a little bad for just writing on the internet all day. But
I'm no, just actually, kidding. You're living the dream right now. blogging all day.
So I'd say the next question would be kind of going on the same tip as California. What made you decide California? Did you have other options that you could have picked from? And was Southern California your number one choice?
There was plenty of options. I basically wanted to move because, I mean, like I said earlier, I've lived in Tampa for the past 19 years of my life. I went to the same, you know, I went to undergraduate school and medical school at the same place. So after about 8.5 years of driving onto the same campus, it was getting a little beat. So I wanted to change of pace. And a lot of my friends that I ride with were moving away. Like my buddy Chad was moving to New York. My buddy Sean was moving to Orlando, and he'd eventually moved to South Florida. And so, like, a lot of the friends that I rode with on a day-to-day basis were moving away, so it seemed like a good time to make a change. And so, basically, places I was looking for was, you know, I wanted an urban environment. I wanted, you know, that bigger city feel. I wanted a good riding scene and good weather. So, you know, California, by default, made it on the top of the list. I really liked San Francisco a lot. I liked LA. That was pretty much a tie for me. I couldn't really decide. I ended up at California. At Los Angeles, and I think that's probably like the best choice for me. The weather's pretty close to Florida weather, except a lot drier, which is good. And the riding here is amazing, so I think it ended up real good. The other choices would have been Austin, Texas, which would have been great as well. And after that was going to be Rhode Island. Shout out to Big Ben Court. That would have been awesome. But I'm here in Los Angeles and I'm loving it.
Hell yeah. What's up, Vic? So, I mean, and plus in California, you have Belvedere Skate Park, which is basically Luis's favorite skate park. And
yeah, I basically have officially OD'd on Belvedere Skate Park. Pretty much anytime Nick calls me to go ride, he'll name all these interesting spots to go ride, and I'll just say, why don't we just go to Belvedere? And that's pretty much where we end up, and I haven't gotten bored yet.
Yeah, I mean, Luis will drive to Belvedere 90 miles an hour to ride there for 10 minutes. So I guess that'll show you how
it's a good spot. Much you like
it. Yeah, it is.
And you can get mangoes with limon, sal, and chile. And the limon fruit bars are pretty serious, too. So
yeah, the Mexican ice cream vanilla flavor is my favorite.
It's actually a good look. I had one yesterday, and yeah. I approve. I had my first one yesterday.
And that guy is probably the nicest guy I've ever met in my life. So
pretty sweet, dude.
Cool, cool. So, as well as riding, actually, I don't know this, but I know that you're a man of leisure at least, but I also know that you have some heavy music equipment in the garage. You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah. You could probably pick up some of it on eBay pretty soon. basically, I mean, I before I got into med school, basically all I did aside from study was ride and just fuck with music. I had a radio show in like when I was in undergrad. Shouts out to the Tighten Up show, Tampa, Florida. Every Friday and Saturday night at 10 o'clock, we had a good show, and I was mostly doing DJing then. And then I got into production too. I picked up an MPC, and I had a Reason. Still got Reason. Still got like a Motif sound module, and I used to just mess with those. I used to, and when I got into med school too, even after that, you know, I'd basically study all day, like 14 hours, and come home and fuck with music till like 2 in the morning, and then go to bed. But you know, life gets busier as you go on, and you got to make choices. And basically just trying to ride with all my free time and spend time with the old lady. And not too much time for sitting in the garage and drinking Tecates and making beats these days. But I don't know. It's a tough choice. But I don't know. I haven't been able to make much music lately. So the equipment might be going on eBay pretty soon. But it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's a tough choice. I'm on the line right now.
I hear you, man. It's tough right now. I think it's tough for everybody right now.
Times are tough.
Hell yeah. So, and going back to the man of recreation, I feel like your garage is like a playground. So you have music, you have pretty much every bike piece that you could ever have in there, a second bike, and you also have a bunny hop stand, and then you have the BMW motorcycle. You want to talk about any of that stuff at all?
Well...
Was it when you hurt your back? Was that when you kind of like got more involved with like toys and bunny hop stands and stuff like that?
Exactly. Like the first 6 weeks that I moved to LA, I rode a lot, like almost every day, just trying to hit up all the different skate parks. Basically, just trying to find all the spots that I'd like grown up seeing in videos. And prior to me moving, I started having this back pain. And then it got a little bit better, got a little bit worse, got a little bit better. And then like 6 weeks into the move, like it just got horrendous. Like I couldn't even like sit in a car for 15 minutes. So there's clearly no chance of me riding. So for 4 months, I didn't even sit on my bicycle. It was like the last thing in my mind. It was just, I was just in so much pain. So I started just old bike parts and shit like that I had laying around. I put together a second bike. I wrought it. I painted it. Organized the garage.
And paint kids in the neighborhood's bikes.
Yeah, I'd hook up all the cholo kids' bikes in the neighborhood. Flat black and little Mexican kids' fixed gears and whatnot. Built up a bunny hop stand with the same paint that matches my current bicycle, and just basically going nuts, not being able to ride.
Yeah,
just basically going crazy. And had I not started riding again about 2 months ago, then I probably would be going literally insane at this point.
Yeah, it's tough. I think I don't really realize how much I really like riding until I can't do it for like more than like 2 weeks, and then that's when it hits me.
Yeah, shit gets crazy.
Hell yeah, and it's a good way to just hang out and good excuse. It's basically a good excuse to go outside and just hang out with your friends and forget about all this stuff.
For sure.
Cool. So another thing that I've noticed about Luis is that every time we ride, he's always falling really hard, and then he's just getting back up and pretty much like smiling the whole time, like basically doing like a huge 360 tire grab flyout and then landing on his ass. So I don't know if you want to talk about that. Has that always been the case? Have you always just kind of gotten psyched and then gone for it? Because that's how it seems like it goes. Like you just get real psyched and then...
That's the way it's always been, man. That's the way it's always been for me. I've never been the smoothest rider. Anybody will tell you that. And when I was like 16, Jeff Harrington told me that, you know, my motto should be any port in the storm, because I would just go for shit. And as long as I landed both tires down, like I basically didn't give a fuck what anything looked like. I would just go for it. And you know, I used to eat shit a lot. Ask anybody who's ridden with me any period of time. Maybe even just one session, we'll say that, damn, that dude eats shit hard. But I have a good time, and that's why, you know, I get up, I got a smile on my face, and I may have the biggest swell bone in the business, but it is what it is. Yeah, I have a good time. Sick, I ride. Sick. I eat shit. I eat shit more than I ride, but
yeah, it's awesome. It is what it is. I think BMX is definitely missing that a lot these days. So, you know, we're running pretty long right here. I got one more question that will probably hit close to a lot of people. I think this guy's hit home to a lot of people. Is I need one good Snotty or Chris Morse, whatever you want to call him, story. I know you spent a lot of time in Portland.
Man, I didn't even know his name was Chris Morse. man, there's so many good Snotty stories. You could write a book about that too, man.
Oh, yeah, I probably have like 15. I've known him for a while, but hung out
with him. One that like you know, really got my sphincter tone tightened up and my blood pressure was rising. We rode I forget the name of it. It's a really good cement skate park in Portland. And there was some gargoyle chick there. And it was like, I think she had crossed Snotty at some point at Burnside or some shit like that. Like some sort of BMX skate beef. And she was just like looking at him or something like that. I can't remember exactly like what she did that like had crossed Snotty in some way. So he basically just went absolute apeshit on her and just started chewing her out. I think he spit on her at one point. She spit on him. She said that she was going to cut him and got some dude to come over and like instigate the situation. We both get off our bikes. Snotty was seriously so close to punching a girl. I've never seen one of my friends that close to punching a girl. And it was pretty awesome. And I mean, I think that's a pretty good summary for the sort of excitement you can expect when you roll with Snotty on a day-to-day basis.
Hell yeah. He either likes you or hates you and pretty much bases the whole day on stuff like that.
He's a great dude, man. And if he likes you, it's awesome.
And if he hates you, well,
it sucks.
It's a tough life. Cool. Well, thanks for hanging out and listening to a little catch-up with Luis Pinzon. If you ever see him on the streets in Los Angeles or if he's back home in Florida, you should just say what's up because he's down to ride and he'll be friends with you in a day. Cool.
Thanks for the Bloody Marys. Thanks for the cheap beer.
Hell yeah. So this is Nick from InTheNard.com. Be sure to check us out on Mondays and check out our catch-ups with cool people that ride, skate, and surf. Thanks. Take care.
Peace.